January 17, 1900. Evil and cunning of man. This morning, my adorable Jesus was coming and going, but always in silence. Then I felt myself going outside of myself, and I heard Jesus behind me saying, "Man says, there is no more rectitude, and as long as things are this way, we will not be able to obtain any success in our intents. And so, let us fake virtue, let us pretend we are upright, let us show ourselves as true friends on the outside, for in this way it will be easier to weave our nets and deceive others. And when we come out to plunder them and harm them, since everyone believes that we are friends, we will easily have them in our hands without resistance. Look at where the cunning of man reaches." After this, wanting a special act of reparation, it seemed that Blessed Jesus was cutting off my life, offering me to divine justice. In the act in which he was doing this, I thought that Jesus would make me pass away from this life, so I said to him, "Lord, I do not want to come to heaven without your insignia. First crucify me, and then take me." So he pierced my hands and feet through with the nails. But while doing this, to my highest sorrow, he disappeared, and I found myself inside myself. I said to myself, "I'm still here. Ah, how many times you have done this to me, my dear Jesus. Indeed, you have a special art for being able to do it. For you make me believe that I must die, and so I laugh at the world, at the pains, and I laugh even at you. Because the time of our being separated is ended, and there will be no more intervals of separation. But as soon as the laughing begins, as I find myself bound once again with the shackles of the wall of this fragile body, forgetting that I had just begun to laugh, I resume the crying, the moans, and the sighs of my separation from you. Ah, Lord, hurry, for I feel compelled to come.